In the gospel we have just listened to, we are presented with the story of the woman caught in adultery. Jesus was teaching, and they dragged this woman to him. When they presented the case, this woman was caught in the very act of adultery. Was in the very act of committing adultery, which of course probably was true. And then they cited the law. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women, citing the book of Leviticus chapter 20 verse 10, which commanded such a person should be stoned to death. And they came and asked Jesus. The scripture tells us they ask him to test him so that they may have something against him. They know the law. They cited it very well. Why then is she here? Because they wanted to test him. And if they had not done that anyway, the Lord Jesus would not have had the opportunity of teaching them a new way of life, teaching them his mission, and teaching them the forgiveness of God, the Father. Last Sunday, the Lord Jesus presented us with the story of the prodigal son, also teaching the forgiveness, the forgiving Father. So today, the story of this woman. And so after that, they wanted to hear yes or no from Christ. He did not do that. He rather bent down and wrote something. And then after doing that, he said to them, "Let one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." And after saying that, he bent down and started writing again. By this writing, they say he actually was writing the sins of all these people standing there. And then when you just look at it and then see your own, the most recent one, the next thing was to go away. And he was kind of telling them his teaching of, first, remove that beam from your eye before you look into your brother's eye to see a speck in it. Hypocrisy was what he was here against here. And then after they had looked down and said, nobody at the end stoned the woman, because each of them was guilty of one sin or the other as the Lord was writing down on the ground. And they started going away. And then the Lord Jesus now had the opportunity again to address this woman. Has nobody condemned you? Today, my dear friends in Christ, even though we are all Christians, we listen to all this. Think of some people who will be maybe in the same shoe with somebody, and yet we come out shouting against people, criticizing. Sometimes we do the same thing, and yet we criticize others for that. We point out the sins of others, and yet within us, we're still the same. This is what the Lord Jesus is teaching us here, that hypocrisy that so many of us are presenting. And then after that, he told the woman, "Neither will I condemn you." Then he presented a very strong teaching, very strong message. Go, but do not sin again. Teaching us now that God always gives us a second chance. God is not happy with the death of a wicked person. He does not take pleasure in the death of a wicked person, but he gives that wicked person a chance. Let him repent, turn away from his sins, and leave. So, do not sin again means the past, well, it has been taken care of. But moving forward, forget, do not ever sin again. And it goes back to what St. Paul tells us in the second reading. Therefore, forgetting the past, stretch forward to the future. My dear friends in Christ, this is important. Forgetting the past, you look forward to the future. And what is that future? That man hanging there on the cross. During this 40 days journey, we have been called to work on that. Right from the first day of Lent, the Lord God used the mouth of prophet Joel and invited us, come back to me with all your heart. Which means, don't mind the past. Now there is a future for you. Think of the future. So like St. Paul says, forgetting the past and stretching forward to the future. Forget the past. Do not sin anymore. Do not sin anymore. That's the important thing. So my dear friends in Christ, Jesus presents God now as the loving Father who always will give us another chance. But if you do not take care of that second chance, then that is left for you. So during this Lenten period, we have been given that opportunity to forget the past and stretch, look forward to the future, which is the glorious resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, his death on the cross, which will wipe away our sins. And after that, do not sin anymore.